waiting 3 weeks like Pennsylvania did to find out who's going to win or who's going to lose?
Well, I mean, I think there's two different ways to take the question. I mean, I don't think Gloria is corrupt by any means. I think he's trying to do a good job. It's just he's doing the job with the resources and the rules that have been handed down from Carson City in most of the cases. And one of the concerns there is the signature verification. And those rules are set by Carson City. They're extremely lax. Basically, if you can find any similarities between the signature on file and the signature that's submitted, then it gets passed through. And I just don't think that's strong enough. And then the other thing is there's no one out there looking for fraud. I mean, or almost no one. Gloria, after the 2020 election, was asked, who on your staff is looking for fraud? And he says, no one. He doesn't have anyone on staff that's going out looking for fraud. And the Secretary of State's office has I think it's one person who works half-time on it. So, not a lot of investigative work. So, but in terms of tabulating the votes and having it done quickly, I certainly do think that's gonna happen. The challenge is if an election is just super, super, super close, then sometimes you do have to wait a little bit for the mail ballots. But, I expect, in 95-99% of the races, we will have results within a couple hours. Or maybe 3 or 4 hours on election night.
Let me ask you, we've now had two sessions of the January 6th committee. The other night, it was in prime time. Today, they worked half a day. Do we know any more today than we did, say, 2 weeks ago?
I don't think really anything substantial. I mean, I think the question is they have not, at least to my eyes, presented any evidence that Trump, was formally coordinating, any sort of invasion or takeover of the Capitol. If you want to say that Trump's rhetoric was inaccurate, I think there's plenty of evidence for that. If you want to say it was too incendiary, that it raised the temperature inappropriately, I think that's fair. But to say that he directly incited, I mean, this is the same problem they had with the impeachment. They just don't have the goods. And if you want to say that Trump incited violence, well, then you've got to say that Chuck Schumer incited the guy who was arrested outside of Justice Kavanaugh's house. Because if you're just going to say that generic heated political rhetoric, and then that politician is responsible for something illegal that someone else does, you've got to apply that standard to everybody and not just to Trump.
And really what we're talking about is political rhetoric versus incendiary rhetoric. And are either of those illegal? Last time I checked?
No, I mean, that's the thing, right, is that you can say, this election was stolen. You can say that, they shouldn't be certifying the election. But you need, incitement requires, go there and, invade Congress. you've got to have this actual call to action. And then if you remember with the, during the impeachment trial, we basically found out that when Trump delivered the very end of his speech, the people at that speech didn't have time to walk down to the Capitol before before the attack was already happening. And so they were always kind of grasping at straws to make that final connection. I think you can just stick with, Trump lost the election and now he's not willing to let it go. And, this is bizarre. And, obviously the people attacking the officers and attacking the Capitol were wrong and certainly being punished for that. But they're trying to take it a step further because politically what they want to do is say, well, if you for any reason supported Trump, well, then you're an insurrectionist. And they just don't have the goods to make that final claim.
Hey, Victor, always good to get with you. Thanks so much, man. We'll talk next week about the results of the primaries and a look ahead to the general election. Thanks so much, man. Always good.
Look forward to it.
Thanks, man. Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stay where you are. Coming up next, we're going to let you hear from Al Green. No, not that Al Green. We're talking about the Houston congressman, Al Green, and his reaction to the January 6th committee. They met last week in prime time. They just finished about half a day session today, and they've got a couple of more sessions to go. But the big question is, does anybody really care? Does anybody really give a hoot? Or are they more concerned with gas prices and things like that? You want to join us? And by the way, I would love to know, do you even care? Should we even be talking about the January 6th committee? You no, I'm serious. You tell me. Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:31 on a Monday afternoon, not too bad on area freeways. There are some exceptions, though. Moderate flows there on the Beltway 215 eastbound at Gillespie, westbound at Decatur as you work your way through the Henderson area there. Lane restrictions through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl will continue through the end of the year. So a lot of orange cones and barrels. Interstate 515 eastbound at Main Street. Also westbound 515 at Eastern Avenue. Do expect some delays on that transition too. Those people who are merging from Interstate 15 northbound over to the construction zone on 515 eastbound.
Famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. NBA Finals, Celtics and Warriors Game 5 tonight. The series tied at 2. 6 Pacific tip-off, Game 6 this Thursday night in Boston. The Giants shut out the Dodgers 2-0 on Sunday. Carlos Rodon pitched a 2-hit ball over 6 innings. The Giants with a 3-game sweep of the division-leading Dodgers. Austin Slater and Mike Yastrzemski each with homers off Julio Urias in the first. The Mets beat the Angels 4-1 on Sunday. J.D. Davis and Pete Alonso with home runs. Taiwan Walker struck out 10. A big 13-1 win for the Diamondbacks on the road at Philadelphia. Christian Walker with 3 hits and 3 RBI. The Rockies doubled up the Padres 4-2 on Sunday. Ryan McMahon with a go-ahead 2-run double with 2 outs in the 8th. The Guardians beat Oakland 6-3 on Sunday. Jose Ramirez with 3 RBI, including a 2-run double in the 1st. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate. Not a politician, a successful entrepreneur. Not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly, in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten a dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0222. I'm going to give you that number again. I'll read it slowly. 702-483-0220. You may not need that number today. You might need it tomorrow or a month from now. 702-483-0220. I want you to think about this for a minute. This January 6th committee has now met twice, once in prime time and once this morning. And I have a sneaking suspicion. I talk with a lot of people. I make speeches. I was at the conservative town hall last week. And I must tell you, people aren't talking about the January 6th commission. People have moved on. Now the question is, they think they're going to move the needle. My question to you is, does it really matter to you? Call me right now. If you're a first-time caller, I'd love to hear from a couple of first-time callers. 844, the number 2, Nevada. And if you don't know what that is, that's 844-263-8232. They're spending a tremendous amount of money and time and effort. And I sense that people don't really give a rat's you-know-what. I just don't think they care. And if you're a first-time caller, by the way, let gentleman Jim know you're a first-time caller, and we'll move you up in line. We'll give you some extra love. We will do that. I just think people have had it up to here, and they're finished, and they've moved on. And the Dems in Congress, that's all they've got. They can't talk about inflation. They can't talk about the war in Ukraine. They can't talk about anything. They just don't care. Now Democrats fall in line behind people like Al Green. Now, if you wonder who Al Green is, it's not the singer. It's not the singer. This is cut one. This was his reaction to the January 6th prime time hearings before today's hearings. Here it is.
It's not political theater. I respect my colleague's opinions. I happen to like him, but I differ with him on these issues. If you heard that Officer Edwards, give her testimony, standing in blood, knocked unconscious, traumatic brain injury, heard people screaming, said it was like being in a war scene, indicated that she was not trained to deal with that type of behavior. Hand-to-hand combat. Now, those are her words. Mm-hmm. She has no reason to lie. But let's assume for a moment that she was exaggerating. What our eyes saw, what we have witnessed, is evidence enough. There's enough probable cause here to arrest, to bring charges. And I think the Justice Department is really what's on trial right now. Action. You cannot allow this kind of behavior to exist
right
with some sort of critiquing and action taken to prevent it from happening again. It can't happen with impunity.
Well, we'll find out. They had another set of hearings today. I think they've got another one either later this week or early next week. But I just think people have zoned out. I really honestly do. I just think they've given up on this. Now let's go to, and by the way, they realize the only reason they're doing this is to keep Trump off the ballot in 2024. Sandra is a first-time caller. Always good to have first-time callers aboard. Sandra, you're up and you're on Live and Local. What do you think?
Yes, I think it's terrible that we're wasting time and energy and taxpayer dollars, and they don't have anyone there on the Republican side to indicate what their views are. And it's just unfair, and they just want to hurt anyone that's associated with President Trump.
Well, now, wait a minute. They got Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. I mean, those two are Republicans in name only.
In name only, and that's the sad part about it, is that they are looking to better themselves and to hurt all of the other Republicans, and someone should be there to speak for the conservative people that think that it's unnecessary.
Hey, Sandra, I'm glad you called, and I thank you. Christina, you are next, and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. I'm glad you called. Hi.
Hey, Christina. I could give a rat's you-know-what about this whole thing. Yes.
You've moved on?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
No, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Oh, okay. No, I not only did I move on, I never started. Okay? What about Ashley Babbitt? What about the cop that shot her directly? An unarmed woman. Nothing was mentioned about her. I never even heard about this woman who supposedly had brain damage. And I also watched it on TV and watched the doors open by the Capitol Police and let those people in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trump never said go invade. He never said go invade. He said protest and front. But Schumer mentioned those two justices by name. That man should be arrested for all the protests going on. And an almost attempted assassination.
Wow.
I'm tired. This country makes me want to throw up. I'm 70 years old. I've never seen anything like this. The Democrats, they all need to be arrested, as far as I'm concerned, for treason.
Hey, Christina, I'm glad you called. I thank you. I need to take a break. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. We've just freed up a couple of lines, so if you want to jump on board, now's your chance. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. And I've got a question for you. Do you have any idea where our taxes go? Better yet, how about what our money gets spent on? Well, I think it's time we put someone in office who will answer these questions and start being accountable to you. That is why I've decided to run for Nevada State Treasurer. My pledge to you is simple. Send me to Carson City, and I'll be accountable to you, and we'll maximize the treasurer's office by making it the most transparent in the country. We should not have to beg for accountability in government. Transparency and accountability in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, your Republican nominee for Nevada State Treasurer. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call is paid for by Manny for Nevada.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. It can decide how long your case takes, the total dollar amount of your settlement, and most importantly, how much you get paid. If you want a lawyer who's done a bunch of million-dollar cases, call me. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money at the end of the case, call me. Did the other guys promise that? You already know that answer.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Regional Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states. But we need your help to do it.
We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by. But if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725- 204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this ad.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this election eve. Tomorrow is primary election day. If you have not already voted, I hope you will get out and vote. They're predicting a low turnout. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know if that favors Sheriff Joe or if it favors Adam Laxalt or Sam Brown or anybody. But I'm just going to tell you, if you want to change your government, you're the only one that can do it. You can't let somebody else do your job for you, okay? Tell you what, by the way, that January 6th commission, we knew it was going to be a witch hunt. We knew it was going to be a sham trial, a show trial, and that's what it was in primetime last week and again this morning. It just ended about an hour ago. Tell you what, let's do. Let's get back to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's the number. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Victor. Victor, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm so glad you called. Hi.
Hi, Kevin. How are you today?
I'm good, man. What's up?
You're absolutely right that the people have moved on from this particular hearing, for lack of a better phrase, because the people have seen through this sham, the hypocrisy. There's nothing of substance here to hold anybody's interest, and that interest has been gone a long time ago. Thus your statement, the people have moved on.
My question is you know, they said, oh, we're going to have new information and new body cam footage and all that. First of all, I don't think anybody was watching. We're going to double check the ratings from last week and see if we can't find out something about that. But I'm going to tell you, I don't think a lot of people were watching. And I know that at 9 o'clock this morning or 7 o'clock this morning, whenever the damn thing started, that I don't know of anybody that said, "Kev, go grab your clicker. You got to watch this. This is riveting stuff."
I got one of those JLB things, so I only catch excerpts when I get home. And what little bit I have seen, what is new is new set of lies and propaganda and truly outrageous lies about standing in blood and hand-to-hand combat and all the stuff you've mentioned earlier. It's just new lies.
No new evidence, new lies.
Wow. Wow. Victor, I'm glad you called. Thanks, man. Did we learn anything? I don't know that we learned anything. Tell you what, let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right on, Kevin. One thing they keep failing to bring up on the January 6th committee is, you remember when that happened and Ashley Babbitt was standing in the hallway? She gets shot. It's videotaped. Remember who the guy that was that videotaped that?
No.
John Sullivan, head of Antifa in Utah.
Oh.
Guess who sold the footage to the U.S. government? John Sullivan, Antifa. How much was he paid? Over $100,000 for the video. Why isn't that guy arrested? He was released. But if you go under John Sullivan, all his sites were taken down immediately. I was watching it live when that was going down. This was being broadcast live on his Facebook page. And the funny thing is, it wasn't really brought up too much after Ashley Babbitt was killed and Rosalind Borland was murdered by the Capitol Police. That lady's never even brought up either. Ray Epps is never brought up either from Arizona, who worked for the FBI, and the six guys in front when they pushed the fence down. Those are all FBI agents undercover. So you got Antifa, John Sullivan, you got FBI, Ray Epps, and the new one that I found out that's standing next to the guy with the buffalo horns in Pelosi's office was a Ukrainian national from the Azov Battalion of Ukraine that I've been talking about. What Vlad is doing, denazifying the Nazis. Why are them people getting flown by our military and the UN in to cause trouble on January 6th and no one's talking about it?
Hey, Brady, I'm always glad when you call. He is enlightening. Tell you what, let's go to Paul. Paul, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm so glad you called. Hi, Paul.
Yes, sir. It's real simple. It's poor security. It would have never happened with Trump. We need security on our borders. Don't let people in. We need security, armed guards, like better than a post office for our children. And then we need security around the White House. Trump said send the troops. If they'd had troops there like Trump wanted, it would have never happened. This should be this poor security commission. We need to tighten up security all over the place. Guard our children, guard the border, and guard those buildings. That's all I got to say.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it. One of the problems is that this is the people's house. Talking about the House of Representatives and the Senate and all of that, that this is essentially the people's building. And we need to have access to it. That makes it a very soft target. But when you start putting up fences and walls and things like that, is that really what we want? We'll talk about that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. And we're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the Club and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Wall's show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
I'm Tony Grady, candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. We are now at the critical point in this election where we choose Nevada's future course. Let us put forward our best team to defeat the statist Democrats in November. During this campaign, I've traveled throughout all 17 counties, met and spoken with thousands of our fellow Nevadans who have shared their concerns about our state. I have heard you, and I'm ready to go to work addressing those concerns. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. I served our country in uniform as a pilot and test pilot, commanding the B-2 Stealth Bomber Test Squadron. I flew internationally for FedEx for 20 years. I have served as the Reno Air Race Director of Flight Operations and Race Director. Let my proven principled leadership from the military, private sector, and local community work for you. It would be my honor to lead you as your next